now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
And now from High Castle, Tennessee, the Reverend Bill Van Boning Show, the Bible made flesh. Reverend Bill Van Boning will take your prayer requests. And remember to call for the special Bill Van Boning oil cloth, the holy oil of the seventh altar, greased out onto a regular handkerchief and blessed by Bible Bill, can be yours for a special prayer offering. Bible Bill Van Boning from High Castle, Tennessee, and the High Church of the Bible Made Flesh. Here now, Bible Bill Van Boning. Yes, Bible Bill.
Will you hurry it up? Cut!
What's the matter?
Get to it, will you? Come on, we're doing a demo here. I got Reverend Knight coming in. He's paying me $3 an hour. Let's go!
And now, Bible Bill Van Boning. And good morning to everyone. This is a Reverend Bible Bill Van Boning. Now, I looked around the landscape of all the various clerics. You got Reverend Ike, who does the money angle. You got that Terry What's-Her-Ass. She does all that science of mind. And Jerry Falwell, of course, the old-time religion. But what was there that was left open to me? I've been beating the bushes, working out of tents, out of a mobile home and a trailer, trying to find the angle that was unique unto me. And then I realized, what's the area not being worked? What's the other Bible that could be worked? What is it that people want? What you want out there, huh?
I want to go to heaven.
You want to go to heaven, damn right. And what else you want out there? Go ahead, be honest with me.
Want to get laid.
You want to get laid. Why can't you combine the both? Reverend Ike made an empire with all that money talk, right? And look at that poor bastard, that baker. Man giving vent to an expression of the flesh, and now he's out of the business. He's gone. Ain't nobody going to hire him. He couldn't get 2 minutes on TBN scrubbing the bacon strips out of...
Cut!
What are you doing?
I'm doing... Just let me do what I'm going to do.
You can... Look, I'm giving guys... People are coming in here right now. Okay? I'm lined up out the street here with all kinds of funny-looking hairdos to do their thing. Now, you're talking about the Bible what?
The whole sex angle.
Sex angle. Go ahead. Why can't a man believe in the Word of God and also preach away the flesh? You say it's against God's Word? You say it's against the Bible? I don't think so. I can twist that thing six ways to sunset. I'll tell you right now, like everything else, man, packaging, just like laundry detergent. I can put it out there and people are going to buy it. Yes, the Bible Bill Van Boning.
Cut. What's with the name anyway?
Bible Bill Van Boning.
Yeah, I get it.
That's right. Jesus wants you to have sex. Now you...
All right!
What else you got? Are you gentlemen trying to tell me...
No, we can't do that, man. What do you mean, sex? That's never been done.
No, it's never been done. You had that guy coming up, Benny Hinn. He's up there. Hey, I got a big boat and all of that. How come he gets to do that?
Well, that's different.
What's different about that? Come over here, zip ahead, saying I got a big yacht, and I'm talking the word of Jesus? Man, his ancestors are banging on gongs and barking at the moon. Now, come on, one more time. Yes, Bible Bill Van Book.
Cut!
No way. What else you got? I got 5 minutes here, okay, before everybody can start coming. I got auditions to do, all right? We got the Sunday morning slot opening up.
Well, I got another idea, if you want to hear it.
Go ahead.
Hi, boys and girls. It's Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim with sex. Now I...
Cut!
Hell, I gotta make a living.
I don't care.
Get him out of here.
The Phil Hendry Show will be right back with a flashback request.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Is this Judy? Judy?
Hi.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
This is Judy Horick. For you who don't know, Judy, are you with your parents, Judy?
My daddy wanted me to call.
Judy, hold on for a minute, honey. Are you with your parents?
Yes, I'm with my dad and my mom.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, Judy is 5, but she has the voice of a 53-year-old man through some kind of...
Hi,
Judy. Hold on, honey. Just telling the audience something. So, you're calling for the Vermont Teddy Bear Pajamagram?
Yeah, my dad said to call, and I think it'd be really great.
Okay, honey, you win, then. The Vermont Teddy Bear Pajamagram.
What's going on, anyway?
It's none of your business, bud. Don't even butt in. Okay?
You say something?
Yeah, I'm saying, Judy, you won the Pajamagram.
Mr. Hall's on the phone.
Hold on, Judy. Yeah, David.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Who's that?
It's a little girl.
It's a little girl, huh?
It's a little girl who's got a man's voice.
You know something, Henry? You must think I'm the stupidest guy that ever walked.
I'm telling you, I had it verified with her mother.
Hi. Who is this? I'm Judy. Look, pal. We're very, very busy.
Well, you hold on. It's a little girl. Look at that. You made her cry, you creep.
Get out of here. You ain't no kid.
Forget it, you bastards.
Okay, so now she hung up. Now I didn't even get her freaking address.
That ain't no kid. That's a guy.
That's a little girl with a 55-year-old guy's voice. Right, bud?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
See, bud's not even verifying it.
You're the guy that screened the call.
Well, I know, but it's vaguely suspicious.
Thanks, bud, for having at least the good sense to keep an eye out. This is nuts.
You just made that kid cry.
Made what cry? The kid's... That ain't no kid. That's some guy working a pool hall someplace. I'm warning you, Henry. You are on thin ice.
And I'll tell you...
I'll tell you something else.
That's the second time you've done that.
Well, you're the one doing it.
Judy, if you're out there, honey, call back. We'll give you the pajamagram.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Mr. Hall, I'm with you.
Thank you, bud.
What a traitorous piece of crap you are.
Well, what are you kidding me, man? A guy like, oh, I'm a 5-year-old young baby, right?
What? Time for our flashback now. Hold on for a minute. Judy, is that you, babe?
Yeah.
Okay, honey, you stay on the line, and we're going to get your address, and we're going to send you the pajamagram, okay?
Okay, but that man was mean.
I know. He's a creep. Okay, blow your nose.
That's better.
All right. It's time now for our flashback request. Hey, Phil, I love your show. I just became a Backstage Pass member. His name is JT. By the way, we have a picture from that dude, Greg. There's a guy living in France. He sent us a picture. It's on a website. If you're telling me you're listening to the show in, like, Thailand or something, you got to send us a picture. This one dude sent me a picture from some island in Thailand where they shot Man with a... it's a James Bond movie, Man with the Golden Face or something. Man with a Golden Something. Man with a Golden Rod. Is that it, bud?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was... anyway, the guy sent us a picture from France. This guy is simply writing from Utah. And it says, I love your show. I became a Backstage Pass member. I wanted to say I like the Art Bell and Jim Rome bits the best. My favorite one is Art Bell talking to Ted Williams' head. Ted the Splendid Head. I think that deserves a flashback sometime. Keep up the great work and keep that audio archive updated. JT, here it is. Ted the Splendid Head with Art Bell.
And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. East of the Rockies, west of the Rockies, if you're in the Rockies, you know the drill. And now, Art Bell.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell, and thank you, America, everyone. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Good night, good day. Ships at sea, in the mountain, to the desert, to the sea, to all of Southern California. A very pleasant good evening. I'm Art Bell, and we are going to rip the lid off of what could be the most controversial and bizarre story, and don't I sound like G. Gordon Liddy, that you've ever heard. Ted Williams. His head has been removed from his body in order to extend his life. That was done by his son at a cryogenics lab in Scottsdale, Arizona. And in a moment, and I really think this is a radio first, in a moment, we will talk with Ted Williams' head. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, it's only a matter of time before terrorists strike again and murder thousands more, and it's also very likely some of the dead will be members of your family. That's why you should try new Fire-Brewed Stoneham Beer. It's a great-tasting lager with a clean, crisp taste, and it's made entirely from your own urine. That's right, no longer will you be without a cold bottle of suds while you're dealing with the deaths of everyone around you. Just pop open a bottle of Stoneham Beer and drown your sorrows. Made from the urine of alpine skiers, Stoneham Beer is just what you need when Al-Qaeda comes calling. It's new from Peenemann Enterprises.
And now Art Bell.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell. And we have on line one, on our wild card line, the head of Ted Williams. Now, I'm given to understand this is only the head, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's still Ted Williams.
You are Ted Williams? You consider yourself to be Ted Williams?
Yes. I'm the head, but I'm Ted Williams.
All right, but the body is...
No, the body was cut off. It's not here. I'm the head.
And you're talking to me from...
From inside of a jar at the cryogenics lab. I already talked to your producer about all of this.
I want to be clear. Now, your head was last seen on the body of Ted Williams.
But it was my body. My body.
Am I speaking to the body or to the head?
You're talking to the head. I'm the head. It was my... What, do you want to talk to the body?
I would like to get corroboration from the body.
Well, what are you going to talk to, the ass? Who's going to be talking for the body?
Well, that is a good point. All right, let me just... Can I call you Ted, or should I call you Ted's head?
You can call me Ted. You can call me Ted.
Is this Ted Williams?
Yes. Jesus. You know, Bell, they told me you were thick. But,
All right, well, I just want to be clear. We are listening, and if you look at my website, you'll see the head of Ted Bell, and propped up next to the head, holding it up as a glass, that's a glass of beer, is a cell phone. Propped up against the ear. That is you.
Yes, that's me. I had one of the people here at the lab just prop the phone up because I'm just a head right now, but...
All right. Tell me how all of this happened. Tell me, how do you feel about being just a head and being cryogenically frozen?
Well, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. What's to like? I'm a head. I don't like it, and I'd just as soon die. I don't need anybody to extend my life.
So you're not interested, Mr. Head?
Will you just call me Ted Williams? You don't have to call me Mr. Head. Okay?
The Splendid Head?
Not the Splendid Head.
All right, so you are... I hear you're getting a head life, by the way.
Okay, one more joke.
I'm sorry, I just had to...
Yeah, one more of those and you're out.
All right, so let me just say, Mr. Williams... that you were cryogenically frozen, and then the head was severed from the body.
Yeah, that's about it. And apparently what they're going to do is try to find whatever killed, a cure for what killed me.
What did kill you?
I was old, you know, and I don't know if they ever find a cure for that, so they can, you know. So I don't know, I just...
By the way, what do you want for your birthday, a hat?
All right, one more... joke like that.
I'm sorry. So explain to me, Mr. Potato Head, what does it feel like?
All right, go straight to the living hell.
Art Bell has been blown off by Ted the Head.
I'm Art Bell, and we'll see you tomorrow night with another strange, weird, and entirely predictable tale from beyond. Pardon me, I have to go to the head.
By the way, and thank you very much for that request, JT. That was a request, a flashback of Art Bell with Ted the Splendid Head. We have on the line, and we're very happy to have on the line, a couple of guys, one of whom is Art Bell, and the other is G. Gordon Liddy. And I understand that both of you guys are going to be engaged in a broadcast project together, which is very unusual. First of all, good evening, Art.
Good evening, Phil. It's wonderful to be on your program.
And G. Gordon Liddy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I just... So you two gentlemen are going to be collaborating on a broadcast project?
That is correct, Phil. I thought it was a good idea. And
Can I just... I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
This is G. Gordon Liddy.
Okay. Art, are you there?
I'm right here. Is there a problem?
No. So, G. Gordon, this was your idea, right?
That is correct. It was a great idea, too.
Well, tell me, Gordon...
This is Art, I'm sorry. You can call me G.
I'm talking to Art.
No, this is G. Gordon Liddy.
Well, who can I call G?
G. Gordon Liddy. You don't call me G. Gordon Liddy.
Who are you?
Art Bell.
Where are you guys?
Oh, I'm in a bar. I'm also in a bar.
You're both in a bar?
That's correct.
Same bar?
No, I'm in a different one than he is.
Who are you?
Art.
Anyway, Art, you ever thought about having Gordon on your show? Because he's been through some interesting experiences, prison and all of the things that he's been through. He could really, you've often had some guys like that on.
Well, I've really thought about doing that, but I don't think it's time just yet to...
Have him on your show?
No, for me to go on his show.
You're G. Gordon?
That's correct.
What do you think about that, Art?
I would love it to happen. I don't know whether or not it can happen.
But you're the guy that makes the decision on who goes on his show.
No, I'm G. Gordon. He makes that decision.
Where's Art Bell?
I'm right here. Wait a minute. This is G. Gordon Liddy. Art, is that you at the end of the bar? Why, yes, it is. I'm waving to you. Well, that's great. You wanted me to buy you a drink?
Would you guys come on and let me just talk to you straight here? You're both in the same bar.
I just found out. That's G. Gordon down there at the end of the bar. How you doing, Gordon? Real good.
You guys are both on a cell phone, so...
That's right. So you're over there. Hi, Art. Hi, G.
Let's get Ted Koppel on the line. He's with us. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Get out of here. Ted Koppel, G. Gordon Liddy. All right. So Art and G. Gordon are going to cook it up, huh? How about that? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up tonight, we're going to have Margaret Gray. I know we promoted... who did we promote? We promoted someone else, but we can't have that individual on. We refuse. No, they were not available. Margaret Gray's going to be with us. I think it was Bob Green, and Mr. Green instead will be with us tomorrow night. Margaret Gray is on tonight with the Women's Resolution Center, and it is her feeling that there would not be the reports of domestic violence that there are if women knew how to take a punch better, and the Women's Resolution Center is going to deal with that. How can women... stick, move, use their feet a little bit, and try to, you know, maybe get in better shape. So that's the sick, twisted thing we've got in store for you tonight at 8 o'clock. We also are giving away Vermont Teddy Bear Pajamagrams, but we won't give any to any women who ask for them. So it'll put you in an uncomfortable position if you want a Vermont Teddy Bear Pajamagram, and you're calling my show to get one, you better not ask for it, because we'll hang up on you. So it'll be one of those uncomfortable phone calls.
Hi, I really like your show a lot.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so, do you do all the voices?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, my boyfriend really likes you, too.
Well, that's, thank you.
And,
No, you can't have the pajamagram. Screw you. It'll be going like that all night, right? Also tonight, Jeff Dowder will be with us for another edition of Extreme Nudity. Jeff travels to the island of Ventu Lidi, which is in Fiji, and they will be hiking a volcanic mountain of sharp lava rock. They'll be doing it totally nude. And why he does this, the program is called Extreme Nudity, but why?
Because they go and they do things nude that you get your scrod messed up.
Like, what was the one show they did where they were...
They were in goal against Eric Lindstrom.
Nude, right?
Yeah.
What's the kick with that, man? Sitting there in a goal nude while some guy hits a slap shot at you at 100 miles an hour.
It's extreme nudity.
No kidding. Anyway, tonight they're going to be hiking a lava volcano of some kind. And that'll be with Jeff Dowder tonight on our Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Also, a letter to my baby coming up. It's got to be really interesting. I think she's shopping for lingerie over there at Jatem Lingerie, where any woman over a size 6 gets a foghorn as soon as she hits the door. We'll see what happens there. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Let me see. Let's go to Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Phil.
How are you?
I'm doing really well.
And we've talked to you before on our show, haven't we?
Yes, you have. We're with the Western State Commerce Association. And
that's great. So how are you?
I'm doing really good. And my husband, Steve, is great. And our boys are good. And I just wanted to call and tell you that I really love your program a lot. You just give us such a... such a wonderful thrill every night.
Thank you very much.
So, and also, are you going to be doing any personal appearances soon?
Not really, no. I did have one scheduled for Tucson, and we had to cancel that one.
No, I know about that. What about here in the Los Angeles area?
No, no.
Anything anywhere else in the country?
Not right now. We are gearing up for a move over to a new frequency here in Los Angeles, and we have our other affiliates around the country that we hopefully will visit very soon.
Okay. Well, like which ones?
I don't know. I mean, we've got stations all over the country, and we hopefully can get to see all of them sooner or later.
Okay. So what do you think about, do you think smog, you know, it's been really...
Get out of here. Angling for that freaking pajama bottom, huh? Or whatever the hell it is.
You only get the bottom?
You get it all. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. A reminder that our website is up and running. And the website up and running means that we're still experiencing some problems. And what does that mean? It means that we're, you know... people are emailing me and saying that they can't find the archives, or this isn't on the archive, or that isn't on the archive, or there's some link that isn't working or something. And I'm just simply there to tell you guys that we're, you know, working as hard as we can to try and get the, get as much of that up as we can, as fast as we can. But we're certainly not going to be, you know, at any particular time, we're not going to be, you know, not working on the thing. And you guys, there's a special link there, by the way, that enables you to email me. And when you do that, there's a form you have to fill out. And I know there's some people who've been getting a problem with that, so they'll say, and some people are really nasty, like, I tried emailing 63 times, this is bullcrap, why don't you people get your crap together, you know, only using stronger language. So then I emailed back, you and your mama too. Kind regards, Phil. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Viola, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Phil. This is Viola Lavalier. I'm with my husband, Hal. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, you are... How do I say this, Hal? How do I say it without weeping? How do I...
Just tell him what we love him.
We love you so much because you give us... You know, I'm beginning to... I'm getting... I'm having palpitations. Hold on.
Hi, Phil. Hal Lavalier. Here's Hal.
Phil, you're just wonderful, and the show you do is a riot, and we just love it.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind.
So, are you...
Get out. Go crash your plane. So, giving me the small talk, huh? Ain't gonna work, baby. Anyway, that website will be up and running soon. Just have a little bit of patience. I mean, it's up and running, okay, but not everything's functioning at 100%. This guy writes... $6! Yeah? Here's a quarter, man. Here's change for your freaking $6. $6 what, man? You know, in other words, when we get everything going, we get everything going. Until then, it's just what it is. Hi, Mavis. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Mr. Henry. I'm calling you, and I know I do not want to get no pajama bottom or pajama. I'm not interested in that at all.
Okay, dear. What do you want?
I'm just calling to say that I have enjoyed your program so much, and I wanted to tell you the joy that you have given me every night, and it's so funny everything you do. And also,
don't mind a thing.
Shut up. And
who is that?
Oh, that's my nephew Robert. He's and
tell you want to get a pajama bottom.
I don't want a pajama. You got it.
Yo, yeah. Right in the throat.
What happened?
He tripped. He fell down. He caught something on the edge of a table. I'll tell you, I'm really very, very, and a lot of my girlfriend don't like you because they think you're racist.
Why? Why do they think I'm racist?
Well, you do an awful lot of black characters on your show, and they find that to be offensive, you know. But I tell them, I said it all in good fun.
Well, of course, it's just characters, you know. Everybody, there's characters, all kinds of characters I do, you know.
Well, I tell them that, but they still think you nothing but a sheet wearer. But I tell them, you know, I love you, you know. They think you wear a pointy hat. But I tell them I love you.
Well, I appreciate that.
At my church, I go to Joyful Union in Bellflower, and I tell them I love you. And they all think you a sheet-wearing cracker. But I tell them that...
Boy, that hurts me that they have that impression.
Well, you know, some black folks, they don't have a sense of humor, you know, about a lot of that stuff. And
well, I guess I understand that.
But... So I just took the car in for an oil change.
Bug off. Unbelievable, man. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, let's go to Monica. Hello, Monica.
Hi there.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great.
Good. I didn't realize you had quite so many female fans.
Yeah, well, you can tell they're all a little squirrely.
Just a little bit. Well, I might be a little squirrely,
this
but not,
time
as quite,
night. Yeah.
Not quite as much as the rest of them. Hey, do you still have your wall of female photo, wall of shame, or whatever you
call
it?
No, it's called a wall of female listeners. Yeah, you got to get a picture of yourself. We only got 87 females listening to our show.
Cool, I'll make it 89.
You're number 89?
Yeah, I've been listening for several years.
You gotta send us a picture of yourself holding the picture of me, and you can do when you go to the webpage, it says, print off this picture of Phil, hold it, and have somebody take a picture of you.
All right.
And then we put it up.
I'll do that.
So you're female listener number 88. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Great.
Awesome. Been listening for years. Your show is great.
Thank
you. One last question. Do you ever perform in front of a live audience?
I did a couple times, HBO Comedy Festival, and I did an appearance at the Museum of Television and Radio, and I did a couple of remotes for our local affiliates. It's really kind of nerve-wracking, but I have done it, yeah.
Is that HBO when available somewhere on tape? Do you sell tapes or anything?
It probably is on tape, but it's probably held in a vault somewhere by HBO to be used at some future purpose for me not to get paid for and for them to just disseminate on their network for free. You know,
I
what they did is they videotaped the whole festival and all the performers, and I know they had a camera rolling on me, and at some point they'll probably throw it into something, and someone will say, I saw you the other night on HBO. That was amazing. You know, and I won't know about it.
She lasted
well, awesome.
Hold on for a minute.
Sure.
Monica, hold on. What?
She's okay.
What do you mean she's okay?
She lasted long enough. She took your crap for a minute.
What do you mean she took my crap for a minute?
She was bored, but she still talked it.
All right, you win the pajama. I mean, you can get a pajamagram, Monica, because Bud says you were bored, but you stayed with me for a minute. All right?
I wasn't bored until Bud, I said thank you.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Tell her not to talk directly to me.
He says don't talk directly to him. All right.
Okay, tell Bud I said I'm sorry.
Okay, she's sorry.
Just don't acknowledge me.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so, Monica, hang on. And Bud, I'm sorry I acknowledged you, Bud.
God, bastard.
And he'll get your information, okay? Thank you very much for calling us.
You're welcome. So have a great day.
Cool, all right. Get that picture on a wall of females, too. There's Monica. What do you mean she was bored, but she hung with me?
I was just saying, man, you're making all that stupid talk about HBO Comedy Festival. No one care about that.
God, you sound more and more infantile the longer I know you. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, we will have Margaret Gray from the Women's Resolution Center on a way to deal with domestic violence. Women need to learn how to take a punch better. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
How you doing, baby? That's right. It's me, Loverboy. Baby, I'm writing this letter to you from the Greyhound bus station downtown Hill Street. I'm on my way out of town now, baby. I don't know if I'll ever see you again. I figured this was the best way to let you know I was leaving. You see, baby, there's no point in us being together any longer. Oh, yeah, we had a great thing. You don't need to tell me that. We could have hit the heights, baby. We were on our way. We were riding a rocket to the moon, baby. I remember how it all started, us coming out here. Got ourselves a little apartment there in the Hollywood Hills. We made the rounds of the agents and managers. Wined and dined. Feted at every party. And then it came crashing down around us. It started innocently enough. You would be doing an audition for Larry David for Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mr. David liked you but didn't want to hire you for the part, and then you got the big call. You got a call for a bit part on Arrested Development. I told you, now, baby, this is your shot. Sure, I noticed the empty pink box of Hostess mini chocolates, but for some reason it didn't register. I told you to go down to Jetem Lingerie, which is located in Sherman Oaks, and I said, remember that when you go to Jetem, if you're over a size 6, you'll set off a foghorn. And you said to me, that's okay, in that cute way that you say it. So I drove you down to Jetem. We parked. I stayed in the car, you got out, and you walked in. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd hear... It's over now, baby. But I'll always love you. I'll always love you, and you'll always owe me big, because I just got the bill from Gelson's. $3.99 a box. It adds up, honey.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Margaret Gray will be with us, and she'll be talking about the Resolution Center on the Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget, our web address is www.philhendryshow.com. And our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. And we have a special spot there where you can email me, and I'll give you a direct answer. It may be very forthright. It may be very blunt. It might even be quasi-obscene. But you will get an answer. Don't worry about that. Okay? And we're very happy, of course, to get your email. Just looking at the news today, I saw where President Bush has arrogantly warned the Iranians again not to start a nuclear program. I don't know where he gets off with that. Do you? Why can't they have nuclear weapons? I've said this before, and I'll say it again. What's wrong with Iran having nuclear weapons? Nothing. We have them. Why can't they? They started in on this again. You better not have no nuclear weapons over there. Why? Just because they wear rags on their heads, they're not allowed to have an atom bomb? I think it's so racist, it's so blatantly racist, it makes me want to chirp. The whole reason why we don't want them to have an atom bomb is because they got a rag on their head, that's all. We walk around with a little crucifix around our neck, I guess we get to have one. Or maybe it's because they're nuts. Maybe it's because they're psycho. Well, what's that got to do with it? You know, you really can't judge a country, Phil. I mean, you don't really know. Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, they're fine. I feel totally confident with the Iranians having ICBM missiles. I'm just really cool with that. And I think if this world is to start getting along and living as we should, as brother to brother, nation to nation, everybody gets to have nukes, right? Am I right? You know, when you lay it out there that way, people really start squeezing one out, don't they? They really start to, excuse me, I've got to find a toilet. You know, seriously, I mean, when you lay it out, see, cause to me, that's the way you're supposed to lay that stuff out. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. The whole argument's nuts, right? But if you say, you're right, let everybody have a nuclear weapon, come on. Then all of a sudden, all these guys that were talking this stuff, all these guys were talking this crap, you know, about how we don't have the right to tell anybody what to do. Now they're the ones that are starting to, now they're the ones holding their knees together and looking for the next men's room. They're all, well, seriously, how about if we give, like, some cat by the name of Ubu Bubwamba, and he's wearing, a green vest with a gold football helmet, and he's the dictator of Botswana or something, let him have a big, fat H-bomb. Why not? And what happens if they do get one? Then you got to go in there, you got to bomb the crap out of them. I hope they do, because I'm ready for another war. I'm really enjoying this. I'm really enjoying kicking them ragheads around. How come I'm looking at Saddam Hussein on TV as if he's giving an address? I just looked up and I saw his kisser as if he was addressing the nation again. Somebody give him a shave. No, I honestly think that it's time we go down there and, you know, really knock some sense into those guys. So I say we go into Iran and just absolutely do it right this time. With the Iraqis, we didn't do it right. Iran, we could do it right. Just one big, fat, say, 80-megaton job right on Tehran. That's all you need. And then when the smoke clears, all you got to do is just pick up a few rags, pick up a few towels, and you're done. Sweep up the rest, sweep a few sandals off the street, and you're fine. Sooner or later, you got to knock a little sense into those guys. That's why I believe, personally, I think the president is being, like, as usual, you know, these guys in Washington, they don't know crap. You go over to Iran, you fly that Slim Pickens job over there, man. You have a guy ride a big, fat, 80-megaton job right down on Tehran while he's waving a cowboy hat in the air. And, brother, you got yourself a party. Woo-hoo! Just going right, you know, like riding that thing down there, man. Because those guys are in no position to argue, you know. You can't have nuclear weapons. Well, what are you going to do about it? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. We'll do something about it. But frankly, to me, I think it is a wasted argument. Let them have all the bombs they want. I say the sooner the better. I say as soon as Iran, Pakistan, and India get into it, man, and I'd like to be waiting there with a video camera when they do, the sooner we're all going to be able to just kind of go over there and have a vacation without having to worry about somebody kidnapping me as I go through the Khyber Pass looking for, you know, cloisonné beads for my wife. Okay? Make India safe for Americans again. Bomb them. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.